On this vote, the yeas are 62, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
It's all about Sandy, finally, in Jersey and New York. They've been whining for a while, some of them still in the dark, waiting for money from Uncle Sam. The president just has to put his John Hancock on the bill. It becomes a law. That's it. They get the money. That's the key thing. Over $50 billion. But where does it end? Any more disasters? And we will go right over a fiscal cliff of a different sort. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how you doing in those nooks and crannies? Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different ports. And when I say ports, because we're going to dock in a few areas. Here's the areas where we're going to spend some time. Immigration. Oh, yeah. We're back to embracing what to do over the illegal problem. So far, it's like a hot potato. Everybody talks about it. They grandstand, then they pass the potato on. Will there ever be some solid reform in this area? How about enforcing laws that were on the books 25 years ago? It's that easy. Also, we're going to dock on this one right from the get-go. Horrible fire at a nightclub in Brazil. A lot of you called up to talk about it. In fact, to tell us what, as a fire inspector, one of our callers, Bud in New Jersey, had to be done there for a club to be able to be permitted, and fire extinguishers and sprinkler heads were key. And this wasn't part of the deal when it came to the fire in Brazil. There was one door, one exit. Once the fire breaks out, everybody runs for their life, and you know what happens afterwards, but the number of dead, over 230 three. That is an outrageous total. We've seen this before, not just in the United States. The most recent one that everybody always recalls is the Rhode Island fire and the 100 people that were killed in that. Just seeing the body bags lined up makes you want to just puke, to be honest. This is a preventable thing. How it is not being prevented is obvious. It's because of cutting corners. It's all about the money. Well, time to hold people accountable. This didn't happen in the United States, but beware anybody who goes into a club where it's crowded and tight and there is a chance a fire can always break out because there could be an electrical short or some other freaky thing, a cigarette accident, who knows. Doesn't necessarily always have to be the band that's playing using pyrotechnics. It could be something else. People have to be accountable. So the cops there arrested four people because of that fire. Two were the club owners. The other two were members of the band performing. They're going to be held for 5 days while they investigate what happened at this nightclub in specifically Santa Maria, very close to Brazil. They may even extend that five-day period. Legally there, they could do it. They're questioning people that were there. They saw what happened, trying to get a handle on what it was like inside. Witness testimony will be very, very big. The governor of Rio Grande do Sul, which is that area, says that the investigators are going to have every resource they need to find out who is responsible. Because the people didn't like seeing their children, because they're basically children, most under 20 years old, lined up in those body bags outside of the club. It's amazing that many people actually even got out because there were so many that made their way out. It happened at about 2:30 in the morning on Sunday. Guitarist for the band is saying that the fire started one song after they had used fireworks in the show, but not clear. It wasn't clear on what started the fire. They're talking about wires on the ceilings. There could have been a short circuit and all that kind of stuff. The sad part about the fire is, what do you think? And I know some of you are volunteer fire folks, and you probably already know the answer to this question. What do you think most of the people died from at that nightclub? Smoke inhalation. Others were trampled. Trampled to death because of the panic. Oh, absolutely awful to see it, because this tragedy was preventable. That's the thing. These kids didn't need to die, just like so many have died on our shores because of crazy things that have happened in very tight clubs. Then you think about this. You have people mourning up, funeral processions, coffins. They had to line them up in a gymnasium. 40 of 110 funerals were planned for the day. They're held at a municipal cemetery. And, you know, at one funeral, they talked about Air Force troops firing rifles in a tribute to one of their comrades who died. And then there was another funeral where two teenage brothers, the only kids in one family, were buried side by side. And remember, there were still people that were hurt. 82 are still in hospitals. 40 had to be taken 4 hours away from the city to be in hospitals. So this is going to go on for a while. You got some people on ventilators, at least 15 to 20. Very, very sad. There is a lesson to be learned here. And one to tell you at the top, not to lecture anybody, but something that I do now, and something that would be a good idea, is look around for the exits. Going out to eat, not to be paranoid, no reason to be over the top about it, but look around, know your surroundings. So just in case some strange thing happens at a restaurant or a club or wherever you happen to be, you know that you can calmly get up and find your way away from and out of the building. So many people don't do that. You know, when you're kids, remember this, think in your mind, how many times did you do fire drills? When I was in high school, it seemed like we did at least one a week. It was crazy. Go out the side door, then there were other doors, and we knew where the exits were because they drilled it into us. Thus, the reason for calling it fire drills. However, as an adult, we kind of forget. We forget about the days of being a little more vigilant. And maybe things like the awareness of a fire in another country that is so tragic that reminds us of things that have happened here will get you to kind of look around for those exits so you know, just in case you end up in one of those situations that you never think you're going to end up in, and you know where to go and how to get away from it. We can't get away from this immigration deal. That's what we're going to talk about next, talking about bipartisan support. Even Paul Ryan was involved in the House integration of this immigration effort along with Democrats. But we've seen this before. We've heard this song. They have sung the tune to us. There has been bipartisan support. It can't just be floated and it can't be framework. It has to be deeper than that. And when you get down to it, I think there's probably going to be a few problems in the mix. We're going to talk about those problems next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Curious about what's in the Guinness Book of World Records. When I was a kid, at some point, just for a couple of years, I remember getting the book. It's, you know, it's really thick, and I would look stuff up. How many bubblegum wrappers were put on the side of a building to make history, or, you know, crazy things. And things seem to get just crazier and crazier. Wait till you hear the latest Guinness Book of World Records record. I think you'll be surprised. I don't even think anyone can guess it. If they were being honest, they didn't try to hurry up and Google it or, you know, look it up in some other way. Speaking of looking it up, when's the last time you cracked open an encyclopedia? I'd have to say that was fifth grade. So it wasn't encyclopedias that were used to pull together this bipartisan compromise on immigration. It's so rare to hear the word compromise in Washington. And I hate to be cynical. Cynical people can get under your skin, right? So I'm going to say I'm in between. I'm not on the fence about immigration, but I'm going to say I don't have to be completely cynical about it. However, I do look back in history, and I have. And we noticed that we did have laws on the books that weren't enforced. We know what they were. Employers and hiring illegals, that was number one big-time problem. Could have been curbed in the 80s. Who knows how many illegals we would have in this country at this point if they were dissuaded from not taking a legal path. But that's in the rearview mirror. The past is the past. We only care about the present. It's a gift, right? After all. So it was just five pages. People like McCain and Durbin and Menendez and Rubio and Flake and Schumer were all throwing in on the immigration legislation. And the introduction was pretty interesting. This is what it says verbatim. We recognize that our immigration system is broken, and while border security, this is how it reads, has improved significantly over the last two administrations, we still don't have a functioning immigration system. No kidding. This has created a situation where up to 11 million undocumented immigrants are living in the shadows. Our legislation acknowledges these realities by finally committing the resources needed to secure the border, maximize, streamline our current legal immigration system while creating a tough but fair, hear that word, tough but fair, legalization program for people who are currently here. We will ensure that this is a successful permanent reform to our immigration system that will not be needed to be revisited. Oh my gosh. They're actually saying, listen, take it or leave it. Here's the five pages. Here's what we want. And then we're done with it. Bada bing, bada boom. Mafioso style. Don't ask me any questions. Here it is. Go for it. And the basic premises, and there's four of them, create a tough but fair path to citizenship for unauthorized immigrants currently in the U.S. that is contingent upon securing the borders, tracking whether legal immigrants have left the country when required, then reforming our legal immigration system to better recognize the importance, check this out, of characteristics that will be built upon the American economy and strong American families. That's a BS clause. The next one is create an effective employment verification system that will prevent identity theft and end the hiring of future unauthorized workers. Okay. Then establish an improved process for admitting future workers to serve our nation's workforce needs while simultaneously protecting all workers. That's another BS clause in there because it's going to be hard to do that. And then there's a whole bunch of same old, talking about strengthening the prohibitions against racial profiling, and inappropriate use of force, and training the Border Patrol agents and all that kind of stuff. Seems like gobbledygook to me. Some of it's good, some of it makes sense, but a big chunk of it will just fall on deaf ears. And ultimately, will any kind of immigration reform get passed? I'm going to say there's not a great chance of it. I don't think in its current form we're going to see that, because of the frustration so many people feel, and some of you are probably feeling it right now. The money that you are being bled dry in your states, in your local municipalities. Are you overrun by the illegal problem? So you got to start somewhere, but how many of you find yourselves way more than frustrated? All right, I said we were going to dock on immigration for a while. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, just like Paul has done here. Paul, listening to us in the great state of Missouri, says, no offense, but if somebody's here illegally, they didn't take the legal path where people have to jump through hoops, they should learn English, they should have to pay back their taxes. But, Kate, my question is, how can you ever figure out the back taxes they owe? I think it would be a mess and ridiculous to think that we could do that with even 9 million people. So you can, yes, call me cynical. Yeah, difficult process. Won't happen in my lifetime. If it does, it's not going to be finished by the time that I move on to another world. It's not going to happen. And I think there's going to be problems jumping over the hurdles anyway. So here's the next port that we're going into, and it has to do with gun sales. Gun sales soared at the end of last year, and it's continuing to 2013. Since 98, 8 of the 10 highest days for gun background checks have taken place since the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, back on December 14th. Background checks are the most reliable way to actually track the number of gun sales and the information from the National instant criminal background check system, which was what we have, over the last 6 weeks. And they've reached some of their highest levels. And it's not a surprise because of two things. People that want to defend themselves and they're getting out there and they're deciding to do it. Or people who are afraid their guns might be taken away because they see what the attitude is in the country. Remember, just in the beginning of the month, President Obama proposed background checks on all gun sales and the ban on military-style assault weapons and high-capacity mags. Andrew Cuomo signed a gun control package that shores up the state's existing assault weapons ban, limits the number of bullets allowed in magazines, and strengthens any of the rules that are governing the mentally ill, which I think is such a murky area. I agree with it. I was one of the, when we first started talking about it, it was one of the first things I said. But actually figuring out a way to do that, it will be very, very tough. How do you decide who has post-traumatic syndrome, who has PTSDs, and should have the right to have a gun, and who do you decide is really crazed and could go off at any time? How do you label somebody securely in that category, which could be unfair? The people that have gone on the rampages fit a certain type. The white male in his 20s, sociopath, isolated, lonely, that kind of stuff. And how many of those are floating around that you could point to? I think it's also a slippery slope with mental health, even though I think there should be more availability of it. It is very, very, very slippery. Because once we go open that door, very tough to close it. And people who are on like a mild depression medication might freak out if they can't get a gun because they're on the radar, on the maps for a mental health issue. Can you imagine? I see it. I can see lots of problems. No problem here, however. On the flip side, we can count.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have got to be kidding me. How does somebody leave a baby in a car for 8 hours on a freezing cold day? I'm just saying. Listen, I hauled my nephew around when he was 3 months old, when he was a year old, when he was a year and a half. You know, I get it. Your head's busy, you're crazy, you're thinking about a million other things, but how are you not forgetting that kid in the seat, in the car seat? This happened in Albany, New York, in one of the suburbs there. The man didn't realize his mistake until he went to the car about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He called for an ambulance. The kid was checked out of the hospital and released. Cops say the baby didn't suffer any injuries, even though the temps were about 15 degrees. 15 degrees. They're not sure if they're going to charge this guy or not, the father. They didn't release the guy's name. Poof, that's lucky for him. That's awful. You got to be kidding me. I just don't get it. A one-year-old. What is going on that you forget that you have a one-year-old that you had to strap into a seat in the first place? I mean, I get it if you forget for a quick second. But walking away for that long of a period? All right, this is a very sad story. A 6-year-old boy collapsed, died after he felt ill. This was in Tampa, Florida. The county sheriff for Hillsborough there says that Jose Pinto Rosa was in the lunchroom at Cypress Creek Elementary. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning when he told somebody he felt sick. They took him to the nurse's office, and he collapsed. Just a kindergarten kid. They took him to the hospital as fast as they could get him there, and he died a short time later. They said he had no contagious medical condition. Witnesses say some symptoms that might explain the sudden death seemed like he was sweating a bunch. They're going to do an autopsy, but no matter how you slice this, this is a very depressing story. Imagine making that call to the family. kid's fine. All of a sudden, boom, can't explain it. Mm. Facebook doesn't have to explain. They got to pay. They have to pay some of the users up to $10 each to settle a class action lawsuit over sponsored stories ads, according to some of the legal nonsense that was sent out late last week. In April of 2011, that seems like a long time ago, five Facebook users filed this lawsuit over the stories advertising product because it includes users' names and profile pictures. If you click like on a target, like a brand like Target, your friends might start seeing Target-related ads with your face next to them. Oh, that's annoying. And that didn't work out so well for the 1 billion Facebook users, but you can't opt out of it. Ugh. So they agreed to pay $20 million into a settlement fund. Of course, they're trying to figure out any way they can to monetize Facebook, and that's part of the problem. So they came up with a way, but not a good way. And I can't blame anybody for being upset if they just didn't know and they clicked on something and it turned out that now their face is plastered all over the place with whatever that product is. That's that whole like thing where you're not liking a person, you're liking like a company, like I just said. Target. Whew. Crazy. How about this? A house in California sold for, ready for this, $117.5 million. Who has that kind of spare change laying around? Obviously someone. It was an estate in Woodside. Silicon Valley is where we're talking about. And that is a whole bunch of money. I actually looked at a photo of it. This is radio, so let me describe it. Giant house. One big Mama Jamba pool, huge trees, big lawn. I wouldn't pay $117 million even if I had it for this. It's pretty, but I think you could do other things with it. So it's known for an equestrian area, and it's the highest priced residential sales ever, one of them, in the United States. How about that? The seller was the chief executive of Friedman, Fleischer and Lowe, a San Francisco-based private equity firm. Doesn't it figure? The people squeezing money out of other people. Yes, of course. And this house is 8,930 square feet. That means square foot, something like 13,000 and change. Wow. That's crazy. What are you getting out of a house for that much money? I don't know. I mean, it's rarefied air, I guess. Yeah, I can't fathom it. What would you do with a giant yard, a little tiny pool, because it looks like a patch, and so many rooms? Do you really want that many people visiting you in the first place? I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm friendly, but I don't know that I would want that many people filling up my house. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. I bet she would welcome lots of visitors to her abode, but you can't mess with Izzy because she is locked and loaded. Hey, Izzy.
What an introduction. And no, I rarely have visitors.
But you've got kids and you're close to your kids. You've talked about your kids before.
I have one up in Chicago, one out west and one in Texas. Two out west, but he's subject to transfer.
Mm.
So they're a distance away, but I haven't had a person in my house probably in 3 years.
What happens, and you get used to that, and you don't want visitors.
That's right. You got it. I don't. I do not want to entertain.
I like it.
My cats don't like people, so they come first. My cats really don't like strangers. And they can hear footsteps. They're already upstairs. That's how quick they leave. So
there you go.
And I'm real happy just not having anybody in my house.
Yeah, just doing what you want to do. Yeah,
I don't have to clean house all the time. And
yeah.
Anyway, when you were talking about that baby in the car, I thought, wait a minute. How do you forget a baby?
I don't know.
I had five kids when I went to Knott's Berry Farm. And they were on a kind of a leash thing. I mean, it was a child thing. But They were all together, and I dressed them all alike, so in case one got separated, I could tell the security people they had this clothing on. But never in my life, as busy as I was, and I do mean busy, I don't think I ever forgot. I know I did never forgot a child in a car.
That's crazy.
I'm like, oh, my God, you really had to be out in left field, sucker. Anyway, the point is, I'll take your cynical part. I will be the cynical one because, by God, I'm about as cynical as you can get when it comes to immigration.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they don't enforce the law. We don't need more law. We need to enforce what we have.
That's right.
And I absolutely deplore, despise, loathe anything to do with illegals because the reason I'm in the situation I'm in is because of an illegal that stole my identity over, what has it been, 11 years, 1998. It started, but I didn't get notified until 2007. And my life became a living hell, right down to drawing Social Security in my name, which I never had done, and buying a car. And I'm like, if I own the damn car, I want to know what it is and where it is. I'll go get it. And these were an illegal couple. And how they had my name in Missouri, or got my phone number in Missouri, I don't know. Okay. But I'll tell you what, I have been one blistering pain in the butt ever since because I'm like, no. And our senator from this state, McCaskill, hasn't done a thing to help me by, you know, just getting somebody to track these fools down. Well, I said, to hell with it, I'll do it. And they lived in Compton, California.
Wow, is that right? And you tracked them down. Good for you.
I did because they finally, well, you know, I speak some Spanish still. And this Mexican collection company was calling, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, I finally one day said, gee, that's me. And they gave me all the information I needed. And I thought, well, if you're using my social and my name, then so be it. I'll just play like, yeah. And they just plowed it out, and they were very nasty. And I'm like, 2003 PT Cruiser, huh? Purple. I don't even like PT Cruisers.
Good for you. I love that. Good for you.
I think we really need to be standing up and saying, no, these people are creating so much crime. They have stolen so much from this government. They have hurt this country. The illegals. I'm not talking about the legal people.
Right.
And we need to really stand up and say, wait a minute. You want to take away our guns. You want to give these people rights being criminals. Excuse me. I don't get it, Kate.
I don't get it either. It shouldn't have gotten to this point in the first place. Izzy, take care. Watch that cough. And I've thrown out some of these numbers, and this is the problem. It's not right for the people that jump through crazy hoops that get here legally. And, you know, if we had a little bit of flow of illegal immigration, get it, totally. We're bordering on a third world country to the south. But the amount, that's the crazy thing. Hey, businesses wanted the cheap labor. If it was enforced, if the ICE folks had come in and knocked down those businesses a long time ago, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been allowed to thrive, but it did. And we're all paying for it. On your insurance right now, you're paying an extra grand. Why? Because of the burden of illegals going into hospitals and getting air. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Anybody guess what you just heard there? That sound, that pop, pop, popping sound. Can we hear that one more time? Is that possible? You'll never guess it. All right, that's a Guinness Book World Records, folks. That's that popping, that annoying bubble wrap sound. You know when you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, buddies, whatever, when you've got bubble wrap around and they pop it and they can't stop popping the bubble wrap. That's what you just heard there. Hawthorne High School, 366 kids popping at one time, set a new record for bubble wrap popping. Kind of crazy. Gotta love it. You know, it's a creative way to get your name in the books. It's funny, I mentioned this about the Guinness Book of World Records. There's some records that would be very, very tough to break. The key is to come up with a unique way to set a record. And the bubble wrap thing was pretty good. Because how many people, and I'm sure there are people that could challenge it, but how many people are going to run out and think of that? I don't think a lot of people are thinking of the bubble wrap thing. And bubble wrap and that popping sound is so, I'm sorry, I think it is so annoying when people do the pop the bubble wrap deal when you have a lot of people doing it. So that would be, I don't know, that'd be pretty, for me, that'd be tough to be in that room unless it happened quickly. And they did it with under a minute, and they popped, all of them had reams, had a giant ream of the wrap. So far, no challengers for that. You know, I was looking up other Guinness Book of World Records just for fun, including the guy who sets the record for the smallest kites. And we were talking about kites that were so teeny tiny miniatures, 1 square millimeter size kites. And that there was a guy who set the world record for that in Vadodara because he measured and then had somebody out there to verify it, and the kite flew. It worked. A couple of the kites flew. So that's a kind of a crazy one. Here's another one that I found. Golf pro making the Guinness Book of World Records for what? What could he possibly do that would put him in the record books? Well, he hit a ball 146 yards, not a big deal necessarily at all. In fact, for most guy standards, that would be short. It was measured by a TrackMan radar device. So the key was the handmade steel driver was part of what made this a Guinness Book of World Records. You know, think of people trying to the longest drive. It's like when you go into golf tournaments and somebody's always buying for that, right? So in this case, the guy's name was Michael Firth, and he measured the driver head to the ball, and it was a giant, I'm saying giant driver. I don't know how he could swing the club, frankly. And the backswing alone, the length, 14 feet, 2.5 inch driver. I mean, mammoth. And then smashes it 146 yards. Now, if it doesn't fit into any golf bag, any golf cart, very, very strange. But a good way, homemade, good way to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records, because not very many people are going to be able to challenge that. There was somebody who created their own driver before, back in 2009, somebody from Denmark. They had a 13-foot, 5-inch driver. They hit the ball 134 yards. So that was broken. I would say that these two men are pretty unique. I don't know how many challengers there will be for that one. Because put together the driver cost him about $300. What happens sometimes is people research the Guinness Book of World Records to figure out what could I possibly do that could get me into the record book. So that was kind of a brilliant one. I'm going to have to post that on my website because it's very funny to look at the driver. It looks like an optical illusion almost. It doesn't look like a real driver, but it is. But it's that strange to see it. So the bubble wrap, as I'm getting away from that, the bubble wrap cushioning and the 366 students from Hawthorne High School joining together, setting this record, was a pretty clever way to do it. I mean, just thousands of sheets of it at one time, all of them set up, ready to pop simultaneously, and that's a pretty good one. So they got the record. They've got it now. It'll take a lot of people to come back and break that, and somebody might do it, might challenge for it. But I think they're going to hang on to that for at least a little bit of time anyway. Because then someone's going to have to go out, sponsor it, buy all the bubble wrap, and push them in, obviously, and then they're no good. Who's going to use it to as a mailer? And the answer is nobody's going to use it as a mailer. Some fun facts, since I'm throwing in some oddball, goofball things here. TV Guide, I happen to see this, the 10 highest paid anchors. You know who the number one anchor was? This guy went to Ohio University way before I was there. We were not there at the same time. But Matt Lauer makes $21.5 million. Never guess who is second to Matt Lauer. Bill O'Reilly, $15 million. Then Brian Williams, 13, Diane Sawyer, 12, Anderson Cooper, 11. And you go from there. Shepard Smith makes $8 million, and Robin Roberts makes $6 million, all the way down to Nancy Grace, who only makes $3 million, and that's just in straight salary. So who knows what else she might be making. Somebody sent me a link to this, and this was from Jackson T., who said to check this out. It was a story he found somewhere, wondering if anybody listening to America Tonight has cyperchondria. And what it is you start to think you have symptoms of everything, health-wise. You see a bump, you hear about something, so you're Googling all this health information all over the web. The Pew Research Center says 59% of adults who use the Internet have searched for health info in the past year. 35% say they've gone online to figure out what medical condition they might have. But people become fixated and obsessed. That's when they become cypochondriacs. Can you imagine setting up an appointment? Hey, doc, I'm a cypochondriac. What's that? Cyberchondriac. And how do you pull people away from that? Because if you're an internet junkie anyway or have an iPhone, you're going to be Googling up the information that you're obsessing over as to what that bump is on your arm and what you can do to get rid of it or whatever it is, just thinking you always have something. That would be annoying. There's so many new technology words and diseases and things that have come up, even not always a disease, but something related. Like there's a video sharing app now that Twitter just came out with, and they've had a few problems, but it's kind of the new, they're calling it, it's Vine, and it allows, unfortunately, people to spread porn quickly. So it's micro porn, and it's become a service for some people. It's because of the problems they're running into. However, when they put the word porn in, any of that kind of stuff, or tags, then what happens is some other crazy things come up and a lot of other things get bumped out. And this is a legitimate Vine, is a legitimate service, but people are using it for reasons that I don't think they necessarily foresaw in the beginning when they were pulling it together. This is the video world that we live in. You get the micro porn, you get the disease, the cyberchondria, if I can say it. Help me out. What do? I think I have everything down the pike, and I'm Googling it constantly. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.